Now, the library in my childhood used to be in the old, what is now the Chesterfield Museum. And then, of course, they moved to larger premises. But in those days, the thing that stood out in my mind about the library was the silence. No one was allowed to speak. You weren't allowed to giggle, talk or anything. Very, very quiet. You weren't even allowed to do loud whispers, actually. Everyone had to be very quiet. There would be tables and people would be sitting round reading. I suppose it was to respect their reading. But I always remember how very quiet and respectful it was. So different to today's library, which is alive and welcoming and, you know, different altogether. Much pleasanter now, of course, yeah.
One of the things I remember about it is the brown issue cards. And they used to, when they were looking for the book that you'd got out, they used to kind of click and flick through all the cards, and I used to be fascinated by this flicking of the fingers. And I remember sitting, and it would be about my nose height at the time, and I used to stand there looking at this woman doing that, thinking I'd like to do that when I grow up. So perhaps that's why I'm here. There used to be just one bay with children's books in this library, because it was very, very small. It's only really one little room. And all the books for the younger children were on the bottom shelf. And I remember when I moved up a bit and I could borrow things that were for children that were a bit older, I felt really grown up.